to share with you something that LaRue broke open for me, and he couldn't go to bed until 5 in the morning the other night. And, you know, the Lord had told him, he said, don't, you know, he was worshiping him day and night, morning. Go out and spend that time with him, evening, afternoon. I mean, there's just this insatiable desire and appetite for more of him. And, you know, that flowing over the body right now. We're just not happy without that. But I'm going to break a revelation. I want to just share for just a moment. Everybody loves this scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, you know, there's a condition. If my people were crying out for this nation, which are called by my name, that's you and that's me. He set a seal upon our hearts. He says, if you seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. It's not just the natural land, it's your land. It's this earthen vessel, this earthen temple. Now mine eyes shall be open, saith the Lord, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. We seek his face, and we have his ear. His eyes are upon you. That's what qualifies us to have his heart inclined towards us, is that we go into that place with him. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And I'm going to move on over for just a moment to Matthew 6:6. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, okay, enter thy closet. How many people were taught, go in the closet, you know, for so long? I'm going in my closet and all my clothes are around here and, you know, all my shoes are surrounding me, my stinky shoes, you know. I mean, we were taught that for, you know, so long, but the greater revelation keeps being poured out of what that means. Go into the closet. That's inside here. You go inside the closet. You close the door. I mean, the door's been made open. And we close the door to the world and the earth curse system. And you're in another jurisdiction. You shut the door. And you pray to the Father, which is in secret. Which is in secret. That secret place. You know, Psalm 91 speaks of that. That secret place where we may abide. And thy Father which seeth in secret, he sees you in that secret place, shall reward thee openly. So you think on that. He shall reward you openly. That which you receive here in the eternal is going to be brought here and released. Those healing, living waters that we receive from the Father, we be that vessel here. The living waters flowing from that perpetual source of life, ever flowing here on the earth. And those obstacles that Jill was speaking about, they are removed. They are so removed from us. I just want you to meditate on that for a moment. And then that place of knowing Father as Abba. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Know that you are clothed in that armor of light that causes the enemy to flee. You cannot stand when you're walking in that light, releasing that light. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. The supreme gift of love was when he sent his Son to die on our place, to be rejected and considered accursed upon that tree, that cross, that we could surrender everything to him when we go to him. But see, the thing is, we don't just go there and stay there and come back and then go back to him again to the cross and come back and draw back and go back. But then we go beyond. And we ascend into the heavenly realm and bring heaven here into the earth, this earthen vessel. It is in His dear Son. We have redemption through His blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. You know, sometimes we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. You know, we can forgive others, and there's going to be perpetual testing of our ability to forgive. And don't you love that gift when people can forgive quickly and instantly? But sometimes, why is it settling in the hearts of women? Because we love deeply. We make so many sacrifices and we give so deeply. And we prefer others over ourselves. And sometimes when we don't get that in return, we're like, wait a minute. You know, sometimes just the irritation of emotions, it can rise up within us. But that is that part of dying to self. That surrendering of self. And that self not having those rights. And surrendering everything that is within us to Him. And is that daily dying to the Lord. For in Him, and by Him, all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. You were created for love. And oh, you were created for love. You were created for love. You were created to worship. And I was just so swept up because as I saw everybody in this room, it was like you were filling your temple and drinking deeply of the wells of salvation because it's inside of you. And how many of us, you know, sought out natural lovers, earthly lovers, or even other things that would cause that false security, whether I've mentioned this before, bank accounts, it's like all of that is just an illusion. This is just a part of the world system. Our security cannot be found in Him. Our hope is in Him. Amen. So I just want you to give the Lord just a praise offering this morning for what He's done. He's done far more than anything I can teach or preach. But I just want to share something kind of even on a funny note. You know, He takes us into those deep wells with Him. Those that are athirst, come and drink deeply of the water of life freely. Freely. Out of this book with Matt, because I mean, it's really impacted me, but it says before we can receive resurrection power, we have to first experience His death. Remember I said last night, there's two spiritual forces trying to kill you, God and the devil. Who wants the Lord to be the one that causes the death to that self-life. As we die to self, His power is released in us, enabling us to be who He has called us to be. Let us not forsake that call that's on our life. Let us not neglect it. Let us not ignore it and say, you know, tomorrow I'll come and be with you. Tomorrow I'll come and spend that time with you. Let it be today while it is yet today. And what better way to die than by all the interactions we have with people around us on a daily basis. That's a part of the dying process, people. Ladies, every time one of our buttons gets pushed and we choose to respond with love and grace, we die. Think about that for a moment, okay? Every time. Who gets their buttons pushed? It's like, oh my gosh, why am I still alive in this? These irritating emotions that just want to come on me. It's like, no, or die to self. Every time, I want to just say that again. Every time one of our buttons gets pushed and we choose to respond with love and grace, we die. We die a little bit more to self. When we are by ourselves, we're all little angels. Think about that. Sometimes we just think that everything's, you know, we're all little angels when we're just by ourselves. We love ourselves, you know. I like being with me, you know. I don't have to worry about anybody else. There we are in prayer, enjoying the presence of God. We're floating on a cloud. Everything is peaceful and perfect. Amen. It is. Then the wife, the husband, or the kids come home. Shoes are left everywhere. Clothes are thrown on the floor. Dishes left in the sink. Suddenly the halo disappears and the horns come out. That's not you, is it? It's definitely not me. Where did the little angel go? Buttons of the flesh start to get pushed and the internal fruit start to be seen on the outside. This kind of reveal can only happen through our interactions with people. It's those closest to us who will really see what kind of fruit we have. Picture this scenario with me. There you are at home having a discussion with your husband. It's a bit heated. Voices are raised. Emotions are flared. Then the phone rings. Hello. You say with a perfectly calm, relaxed voice, hello. I guess who it is? It's the pastor. Well, hello, pastor. So good to hear from you. Oh, yes, I'm so excited about the bake sale on Saturday afternoon. Oh, for sure, I'll be there with my cookies. Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord, I'm saved. Hallelujah. Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Talk to you later, pastor. Once the phone hangs up, the yelling picks up right where it left off. Anybody been there? And see, the thing is, you know, with our family, with our friends, that's where we feel the most comfortable. You're gonna see that these things come up. When you're married, it's for life. You know, that's God's plan. That's what He's ordained. Okay, Mary Beth, I'm going to pick on you for a second. She said when she and her husband first came to church some years ago, she said, honestly, she goes, I hate my husband. I'm so mad at him. I can't stand him. And I'm like, oh, no. You can't. You have to love him. She goes, really? I mean, we're commanded to love those that are difficult to love. But it's those people He puts in our lives that can cause that tree to shake, that rotten fruit to come off, that the anger and resentments and the bitterness, because we can't live with that. And people that do, when they hold that unforgiveness in their hearts and those offenses in their hearts, you see it. And that bitterness defiles many because they begin sharing with everybody else why they're mad at you, whatever that family member may be, you know? And when we begin to let the Lord deal with our hearts, it requires that humility. You know, when you humble yourself, and that's again that Second Chronicles 7:14, when you humble yourself, we have to humble ourselves to be able to experience that. I'm just going to take us right back there again for just a moment. Meditating on the Word of God. If my people, that's you and that's me, which are called by my name, we bear His name. We are His and He is ours. Shall humble themselves. That's the requirement. Humility. Above all, humility. He rejects the proud, but gives grace to those that are of humble heart, broken and contrite. He does not despise that broken heart, that broken and contrite spirit. You know, it's when the two went to that place where they were offering that offering, and one was going, whoa, thank you, God. He was thanking God because he wasn't like that sinner over here, you know, presenting his offering. But the other one was, woe is me, oh, Lord. And he was beating his chest because he knew his sin before God. And, you know, we cannot even offer up an offering to the Lord if we have aught in our hearts, because He doesn't receive that. He doesn't want offerings. He doesn't want sacrifices. Nothing can bring us into that place with Him unless we humble ourselves before Him. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. The complete and utter dependency on Him. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. And mine eyes shall be open, my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in that place, that secret place. That secret place where we're wooed and we're drawn to Him, where we can experience love more than anything else, is that love. And when He is your first love, you will be able to rest in Him. You don't have to strive to be something, you know, to strive to touch His heart. Just sit at His feet and humble yourself and surrender everything the husband, the children, the in-laws, the outlaws. And see, you know, when you become comfortable in love, you become comfortable in the Father. You're comfortable and secure in Him. So, Father, we surrender. I just want everybody to say that. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender those that have wounded me. I surrender to you those that have rejected me. Those that have judged me unmercilessly. Those that have betrayed me, used me, and abused me, whether my body or my soul, my heart, which is the most precious to you, Lord, is no longer defiled. For you have cleansed my heart and washed away all of my sins that I have committed against you. And committed against others. And Lord, as I forgive others, I forgive myself. For you have forgiven me of all of my sins. And again, I say, I forgive myself. I just want you to drink deeply. Drink deeply. His rivers of life have risen over our heads. I know they're spilling over the hallways and over this whole place. And you know, we have that, the visual of the water surrounding us, and they're within us. Cannot live without water.